Here in Boston, we're enjoying the very last moments of summer. Most schools here start tomorrow, but for some American teenagers of Latvian ancestry, school was in session over the summer as well. Latvian summer school in the U.S. When Indra Ekmanis isn't working at the World, she directs the West Coast Latvian Education Center outside of Olympia, Washington. And she sent us this postcard.
I've spent more than a third of my summers on this earth at a place called Kursa. First as a student, then as a counselor, now as a director. It's a school where teens have been coming for more than 40 years, from the U.S. and Canada, and even Latvia itself. It kind of looks like your typical summer camp. There's a lake, forest, rustic buildings. But students are also here to learn about the history, language, and folk culture of their families. Ayad Ayman is 17. She's from Los Angeles and has been coming here for 4 years.
There are always things that are new to learn. Like every single day, I learn at least one new word or a new thing about the language that I didn't know or one new move in folk dancing.
With wavy hair and a classic Latvian gray blonde and a wide, inviting smile, Aya looks almost exactly like her mom, Datse, who herself attended the summer school in the 1980s.
We didn't really grow up with the culture of the Latvian culture. Our parents gave us as much as they could. There were Latvian centers that we went to, Latvian school and folk dancing and different things. But to really to come to Kursa and to feel the Latvianism was just as important then as now, because it's what you don't have anywhere else.
Latvianism, being Latvian, that can mean all kinds of things, especially if you're 5,000 miles and a generation or two away from the country itself. For some, it's regularly explaining that you speak Latvian, not Latin, with your grandparents. For others, it's celebrating midsummer holidays and eating pīrāgi, delicious bacon-filled buns, or as Alexa Dexter puts it,
a Latvian hot pocket.
For others, it's being part of a community. But being Latvian in America now means that the student body is more diverse, and a lot of Kursa-goers, like me, have only one parent who is Latvian.
So my mom is a Latvian one, ripped out of the bosom of Latvia.
This is Olisa Ikejiani from Portland, Oregon.
And my dad is Nigerian, but like raised in Canada. So kind of within my family, my mom has kind of taken the bullhorns of like culture in the household, right? Like at home, she cooks some Latvian food. We sometimes speak Latvian. She mostly speaks it to me. And then I go, I think I know what you're talking about.
Olisa is a second-year student, learning not only the language, which students can do from any level of proficiency, but also Latvian history, folk dancing, cooking, jewelry making, and maybe most importantly, singing. I ask 15-year-old Dina Moseni from Maryland and 13-year-old Maria Bērziņa from Ohio about this.
Like, what are some of the weird activities that, like, are difficult to explain?
Sing about, like, 8 or 9 times a day.
Yeah.
Just nonstop singing.
But we all, like, we enjoy it.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
If you explain it to your American friends, they'd be like, that's torture.
Oh, come on. Okay, come on, let's go.
Many of the 30 teens at Kursa today have grandparents who came to the U.S. as refugees during World War II, escaping the Soviet Union, which had occupied the Baltic countries. This is Ella McAuliffe. Her family fled Latvia during the war. Her grandmother was just 6 or 7 at the time.
And it was out of, like, pure luck because, like, the Soviets had come to their house to get them, but they had been, like, away for the day. So they were able to get out of Latvia before, like, someone could come and get them.
For many of these refugees, keeping Latvian culture alive in their new countries was critical. So they started organizations, churches, and schools where children of refugees learned a much different version of Latvian history than was taught in the Soviet Union. In fact, Latvia's current prime minister was born in Delaware and grew up in these communities. Viktor Pupuls has been teaching at Kursa for 30 years, and he says these schools played a particularly valuable role during the Cold War, when information exchanges were scarce.
This was an ongoing problem with the refugees and displaced persons, that they wanted to do things and convey information that was not accessible to people in Soviet Latvia because there was a great shortage of information. The West did not know what was going on there, and they did not know what was going on in the West.
That's where schools like Kursa came in.
This kind of filled the gap.
Pēdējos gados Amerikā ir izveidojušās trīs latviešu vasaras vidusskolas.
This is my godmother, Liga Morris, broadcasting to Soviet-occupied Latvia about Kursa in 1980. It's on Radio for Europe, a radio station supported by the U.S. government and beamed through Soviet jammers to exchange information between exiles in the West and people in the USSR. Later in the same broadcast, a student from Kursa talks about what she's learning. Her name is Elita Hill, and her daughter, Maya, graduated from Kursa this year. Maya says it can be a challenge to explain to her American friends where she goes every summer.
And they're always like, oh, why would you go to school over the summer? Like, this is the only time we have off. And I'm like, this is my favorite place to be. This is where I want to be. I want to spend all my time here.
One of Maya's closest friends is Aya. We heard from her and her mom, Datsa, earlier. Aya also just graduated from Kursa this summer, and Datsa says it's a phenomenal feeling.
It warms my heart just to know that she had the same experience I did, even though so many years have passed in between.
Aya is still a regular American teen. She knows Latvia has been free from the Soviet Union for longer than she's been alive. But she says Latvia is still a big part of who she is.
What does it mean to be Latvian to you?
Well, for me, it's a second home. Like, when you're with other people that share your love for this country and for how your family came from Latvia, like, it's always going to be a place where people are comfortable to feel whatever they want to feel, whether it's good or bad, and there's always going to be people who support you through that.
To me, Kursa is also like a second home. It's a place where I don't have to explain how to pronounce my name or why I like to spend my free time dancing the polka. For many of us, being Latvian in the U.S. means knowing you have a community to fall back on. When I hear the wind through the trees and smell the pine forest at Kursa, I know I'm in a place where everyone understands what it's like to be connected to a small country while also being part of a very big one. It's like living between two suns, two identities. But maybe that's a shared trait among many Americans. For The World, I'm Indra Ekmanis.
And that's our show for today. Hope you're having a great Labor Day. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. We're back with you tomorrow.